Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that little clip. That's that's a trailer that I've put out, a clip from the Greatest Prophecy DVD that you just heard. I've titled The Global Great Depression. You can also see that clip on my website. If you go to crosstheborder.org, it's the latest posting, so it'll be right there at the top. So hope you'll spread that around. When you get to the website, there's a Facebook button or a share button there. And you'll also see a follow button so you can sign up for the blog. Please do both of those things. Share it. Spread it around. I hope that everyone within the hearing of my voice is ready for the times that are coming upon the whole earth. It's unavoidable if you're going to live. And I plan on living, you know. If I can get 120, if I can live to the limit that I find in the scripture, then I should be able to make it to the resurrection. I could just squeak in there, because if it's another 60 years off and I've already lived that long, then 120 is kind of pushing the limit there, isn't it? So when the Messiah returns, it could happen. I'm game if he is, but if he wants to take me in the meantime, if I could be martyred for him, but the fact is I want to live and I want to work for his kingdom and store up as much treasure in his kingdom as I possibly can, because, you know, today is the day and this is never going to happen again. This mortal life and the work we have to do here is a one-shot deal. That's why I don't have an escapist mentality or anything like that. I wish the Lord would come today because life is so terrible. Whatever. You know, yeah, there's trials and tribulations. There's ups and there's downs. There's joys and there's sorrows. So what? It's okay. But what am I really here to do? You know, the joys and the happy times and all of the pleasures, you know, help to make it bearable. And the trials and the tribulations help to strengthen me and help me and the host of heaven to see who I am in Messiah. So I'll stand and I'll stay and I'll work as long as I can, as long as it pleases him. And I hope it pleases him for a long, long time. There you go. I decided that since we have finished Job, I'm going to jump into one of the most famousest, if that's a word, of scripture verses. And everyone knows it. You see a sign even when you go to football games. Never mind. I'm not going to comment on football. John 3:16. Y'all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, of course, this is, you know, if you just take that out of context, you can make it pretty much whatever you want. You know, you can believe about it what you want. But we have to take it into context. And the gospel of the kingdom is the context, because he begins, you know, Yeshua, Jesus answers, and he's speaking to Nicodemus, who comes to him and says, Rabbi, we know that you are a rabbi come from God, a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do. And see, that's what the miracles were there for. They were there to verify to the faithful and the righteous that this was from the Almighty. Okay? For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So here we have, this is about the kingdom of God. And unless you're born again, you can't see it. So we have another element to crossing the border into his kingdom, and that is the element of being born again. You know, and here's where the whole once saved, always saved doctrine comes again. If someone's born again, yeah, I think they're once saved, always saved. But how do we know if we're born again? Could someone believe they're born again and not be? could I believe about someone that they're born again and they aren't? Well, yeah, I could. It's true. But he says, if I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you have to be born first of water, which was of the flesh, and then of the Spirit. Or perhaps he's talking about a spiritual baptism here. It could go either way. But water and of the Spirit, of course, the Spirit being the key thing that I can pin down, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And, oh, I want to enter. Yeah. So I must be born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So that new birth is something different. Everyone doesn't just get it. So when people say, we were all the sons of God, well, in a way, but not in this way, not in the Spirit way. So there's two separate births there. He says, marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. So I said, when someone's born of the Spirit, you can't tell just by looking at them. It's like the wind, you know, it's that elusive. Now, you could tell by observing their life, perhaps, if they bear the fruit of the Spirit, but you can't just tell by looking at them, you know, whether they're born again. That's the object of that statement. So Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? Jesus said, art thou a master of Israel, and you don't know these things? Verily I say to you, we speak that which we do know, and testify what we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No man hath ascended to heaven but him that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. So he's already seated there. He's already seated in that spiritual realm. He proclaims it there. That realm that I begin my opening with. We're getting to it. John 3:16. And, no man has, okay, read that, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And there it is, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know what I notice here? That it's the believing in him. Many people believe about him or on him, but do you believe in him? Now, what does it mean to believe? And I think that's really what we need to define here. Is this a simple acknowledgement of a fact? Is that enough of belief? The simple, I believe in God? Is that enough? I think it goes beyond that. So we need to search and find out, what does it mean to believe? There's more to this. I mean, if this was all there was, we could just end the book here, couldn't we? It was just simple acknowledging the fact that the Messiah was real and he existed, and that was what belief entailed, but it goes beyond this. So he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. So what does it mean to believe? Because now this is very important. I have to believe, so I have to understand what he means by believe. It's not just simply holding a fact to be true or having acknowledgement of something that happened. It's got to be more than that. Because even the devil believes in God. But is he saved? No. Is he condemned? Yes. So it's got to go beyond just a simple acknowledgement of a fact. We have to believe in him and on him. And that means that we believe in what he's done, what he stands for, the words he says, and everything that comes with who he is. We believe. We trust in him. And he says, who believeth not, and he hath not believed. Okay. But he that believeth not is condemned already. So now he's going to define what it means to believeth not. So for me to understand what it means to believe, he's going to define for me to what it means to believe not. So he that believeth not is condemned already. So here's what it means to not believe, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. This is what it means to believe not. Light's come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. So there's a sign of those that believeth not. They may believe that Jesus came. They may believe he, but do they love the darkness rather than the light? They love darkness rather than light. Let's read on. Let's see if we can understand what it means to believeth not a little bit more. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So that's what it means to believe not. So if you want to know if you believe not, you do evil and you hate the light and you don't come to the light, lest your deeds be reproved. So, you know, there is the definition of repentance also. So people who continue in their sins, they don't have their evil deeds reproved by the light. That means that these are the people that believeth not. So if we understand what it means to believeth not, then we understand what it means to believe. If you believe, you come to the light. You allow your deeds to be reproved by that light. That's the process of repentance, of having his law written in your mind and upon your heart. That's what it means to believe. You allow him, his Holy Spirit, to reprove your evil deeds that you might stop doing them. Otherwise, you are one that believeth not. But he that doeth truth... Now, this is important. See, now, he that doeth truth, this is contrary to those that believe not. So these are those that believe. So this is what it means to believe. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. You let the light shine in your darkness, okay? That his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And that's what it means to believe. So it goes beyond just the one verse, John 3:16. We have to understand what the Messiah is saying about them that believeth not and those that believe, to make sure that we are among those that believe. And if we are born again, for you must be born again, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And we were all born in the flesh. Yep, there's no doubt about that. But very few are born in the Spirit. There are a lot of people who are assured. They may go to a great crusade or be led in prayer by someone, but unless you see the evidence that they are among those who believe, or in the other words of the Messiah, but he that doeth truth, unless you see that they doeth truth and they believe and they're not among those that believeth not, who don't come to the light, who don't have their deeds reproved by the light. They don't allow the light to shine into their darkness. And what is the reason? Because they love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. They love the pleasure of sin, and they do not want to give it up. Come to the light. Cross the border into his kingdom. This is the gospel of the kingdom. You know, we've seen, I've demonstrated clearly, the scripture demonstrates, the Messiah demonstrated, the apostles, the disciples demonstrated that the gospel was even in the Old Testament. It's there from the beginning to the end. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And these are the ones that I'm always saying, yes, they choose to pay the price for their own sins. It's not so simple as saying words, like casting a spell, witchcraft. And that's what they do. They think they say the magic words, That's like practicing witchcraft. Say the magic words, repeat after me, and once saved, always saved, and no one's ever going to snatch you out of their hands. And they walk away with these words of assurance, but they don't believe unto repentance. They don't allow the Holy Spirit to come into their lives and reprove their works and have his law, the law of the King, of the kingdom of heaven, written upon their minds and their hearts, so that it's in their heart. And if he writes his law upon your mind and in your heart, then you're compelled to put off those works of darkness that go against what's now written in your heart. You are driven to learn obedience and to live your life in a way that's pleasing to the Heavenly Father. His righteousness is imputed to you by the blood of the Messiah, by whose blood we are found worthy to be born into the spiritual realm and receive that earnest down payment. Search your heart, search your lives, look for the fruit of the Spirit. If it isn't there, then repent. It's never too late to repent. The thief on the cross proved that. It's never too late to do a good thing. Come to the light. And that's how I interpret John 3:16. Okay, well, we've still got a few minutes left. And I'm not taking calls today, so we'll just find something to do with this. Well, I just want to say thank you to all the supporters out there. And if the Heavenly Father or His Holy Spirit has been prompting you to support the work here, we do need your support now more than ever. I've got quite a ministry here. The Heavenly Father keeps me very busy. A lot of work and keeping two internet broadcast radio stations going 24/7. My website and my personal ministry cross the border, plus whatever else I can do for the Heavenly Father. I have my own family here too, and a single parent, being a widowed single parent. It keeps me very busy, to say the least. So if the Heavenly Father prompts you to give to this ministry, then give to it. Order my DVD. I'd like to give it to you anyway. And I'm willing to give it to you for free if you just write me. You can find the address on the website by clicking on the DVD. There's a picture of the DVD there. You can click on that and get the information. Or you can pay $5 for postage. I think it's $12.50 for international priority mail. That's the cheapest way to do it and send it internationally. And anything above that would be a donation. But I've updated the video and added about 3 hours worth of audio programming at the end of it, plus put the What Year Is It booklet right on the DVD. And not only that, we send it in the booklet form with the DVD. So if you want to support this broadcast, do ask for that and send whatever the Heavenly Father moves you to send to help support the work here. And store up your treasure with me in the heavenly places where moth does not corrupt, neither can thieves break through and steal. Nobody can ever take it from you. And just keep your reservation in His kingdom and lay down the reservation to sin. That's right. And go for the prize. Invest in His kingdom. It's the greatest investment you'll ever make. And the yield for that investment is beyond any investment that you could imagine. That's right. Certainly not like putting your money in the bank, your dollars in the bank, and watch them diminish while they tax you on the phony increase. No, the kingdom of heaven doesn't work like that. The things which appear were made out of things which do not appear by the Almighty Creator. So we can't say that He made it all out of nothing, but He made it out of something that doesn't appear, that we can't see. And the substance of that is far greater than the substance of the entire world. As the scripture says, what profiteth it a man if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul? You're listening to Cross the Border. And remember, in everything you say and everything you do, bless the holy name of our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Yeah.